And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you again on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quickly.
Good morning, Jo.
GQ, and hello, lovely Sally Obermeter.
Good morning. Happy Sunday, you guys.
Oh, you too. Now, listen, one of the things I'm very proud of on the House of Wellness, both TV and radio, is that we see our own wellness journey to be very much including caring for the planet. You know, it's very much a part of our conversation. And it's not just because, of course, that's, you know, so for future generations, that's our responsibility. But we do know also that when you connect with green spaces and blue spaces, it's so critical to our health.
It makes such a big difference. It makes such a big difference getting out in nature, getting out in the fresh air, you know, connecting with animals, any of those things. It's actually, it's great for your cortisol, it's great for your hormones, it's great for your mental health, all of it.
So simple, really. And I think sometimes we try and overcomplicate it. But when you consider, particularly in aged care and for people living by themselves, what just including an animal does, walking the dog, having a dog in a community, in a caring community of elderly people, going from room to room saying good day, so simple, but the benefits are enormous.
Yeah, and the research shows, as you say, Sal, it's all those different levels of our health are so improved, even heart health. Like, you know, really, the evidence shows that getting out in nature is so critical, and our lives are so busy and so, so high stress that, you know, the connection with our environment is really, really critical. So, of course, we always want to look after our planet, which is why we're thrilled today to be talking with Rebecca Gilling, the CEO of Planet Ark, to talk about the circular economy, which has a focus on reducing and avoiding waste, reusing and repairing what we have, and recycling, all things that we know that we should be doing but sometimes aren't. Well,
sometimes
so on top of it.
Sometimes a reminder's good, right?
Well, it's hard. It's hard to sort of stay on top of all of the things we have to do in life and, you know.
Well, and as long as they don't start recycling husbands, you know.
Are you worried, GQ?
No, I'm okay. Well, I think.
We're about, you know, we're talking more plastics than husbands,
okay,
Gerald,
good.
I think, in this one.
No, that's good.
Also, the holistic qualities of ginseng has its roots in traditional Chinese medicine. But today we're going to learn about how it can be adapted to modern life with naturopath Lisette Pune. I should get that right. Lisette L. Pune. She's going to be telling us about ginseng, which is a lovely rejuvenating herb.
One of those herbs, Jo, which plays a real role in the stress that probably everybody confronts at some stage or other. So it just balances things out a bit. It's not a magic solution, but it's handy.
Also, it is. I tell you, it's a jam-packed show because also today, Dr. Rahul Joshi, a medical manager, will chat about allergies like hay fever, which it seems so many of us are not seeking treatment for. I think it is one of those, oh, suck it up kind of health.
The misconception is that we think it might be just related to pollens and things, but animal dander, diesel fumes, there's a lot of environmental allergens that cause a lot of grief to many people. What about you, Sal? Are you allergic to anything?
No, I don't have hay fever, but Marcus does. And interestingly, his is, besides grass, is also things like perfume or candles or any of those kind of things can really set off his hay fever.
Right.
So, yeah, it's very disruptive, I think, if you've got it. So definitely help is important.
Yes. And, Gerald, you are going to explain to us how we can support our strong, healthy bones.
I'm going to talk about vitamin K2, Jo, which is one of these things that we've learnt so much about over about the last 7 or 8 years. So that'll be good.
And of course, we would love you to give us a call right now, 131-873, if you have any questions to support your health, whether it's something to eat or a supplement, or maybe you're concerned about medications that you're on. Gerald is here as well as Sal to answer your question. 131-873 is the number. Do call right now. A guide to eco-friendly living is next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Has your sex life taken a nosedive? Put the zing back in with Caruso's ginseng. Caruso's ginseng 5500 contains three different kinds of ginseng, Korean, American and Siberian. This powerhouse combination enhances energy and stamina, reduces the symptoms of stress and supports a healthy libido and healthy sexual function. Add the zing with Caruso's ginseng 5500 available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's ginseng at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131873 is the number. Do give us a call. We'll get to your calls in just a moment to answer your questions to support your health. But first up, most of us these days are concerned about the environment and what we can do. I know very much I am wanting to know in our own small way how we can make the planet a better place to live for ongoing generations as well. So joining us on the line is Rebecca Gilling, the CEO of the environmental organisation Planet Ark. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning to you all.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Now, many of us know you from your successful acting career, but you have, in fact, been at Planet Ark for over 20 years now. So how has the organisation grown in that time? It's been a pretty critical time for our understanding of how to care for our environment.
It certainly has. And while a lot of the concerns were in place when I joined Planet Ark back in 2002, we've also done a lot of thinking about some new ways of operating in the world, and particularly in the way we use materials. So when I joined Planet Ark, probably the organisation has grown almost trebled in size in that time. We were traditionally very much focused on recycling, as well as, of course, National Tree Day, which has become an institution and continues on. But we, in recent times, have really expanded our remit to include a focus on carbon neutrality, circular economy, and most importantly, connecting people with nature. And that's partly through National Tree Day. But we really understand that if people don't feel a connection with nature, then they're not going to have the same incentive to save the planet.
Rebecca, you touched on the circular economy there. If anyone who's not familiar with that concept, can you just kind of run through what that is?
Yes, I mean, really, it's about emulating nature. Nature has no concept of waste. So one system or process's output is another system or process's input. Traditionally, the way we've managed our material use all over the world is a linear economy where we dig stuff out of the ground, we turn it into products, which we use sometimes for a very short period, and then mostly end up throwing in landfill. That's the linear economy. In a circular economy, it's about designing out waste and pollution. So it really starts at the design phase of products. We then keep those materials in circulation at their highest value for as long as possible. And the other piece of the puzzle is regenerating natural systems.
Rebecca, if I could just focus just briefly on recycling, do you think it's
Yes.
become too complicated now? You know, recycling once was you put a few things in different bins. Now we're splitting to the point where it seems to have got lost in the overcomplicated parts where this plastic goes here, that plastic goes there. How can we get the Yes. messages back to where we were perhaps in those exciting times when recycling was a fairly new concept?
Well, back in those days, the things that we used were probably simpler as well. There was far less complicated electronics, for example, in the days when really all we were recycling was newspapers, glass jars and bottles and tin cans and aluminium cans. Now there are so many more materials in circulation. Packaging, which is really what most people are talking about when they talk about recycling at curbside, has become ever more complicated. And the range of plastics, as you mentioned, in packaging has become much more complex. So it is more difficult for consumers in many ways to know what is the best way to recycle. But this is where, for example, the Australasian Recycling Label, which Planet Ark developed in conjunction with the Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation, it's really useful for consumers. It's on the pack and it tells you what to do with each part of a package, of the packagings, each of the elements of packaging. So you might have a soft plastic sleeve on the outside and a plastic tray on the inside. At the moment, of course, that soft plastic can't be recycled, can't be collected and recycled, although the major supermarkets are working hard to reinstate soft plastic collection. But for all those other materials, there is an instruction that tells you what to do with each part. I guess the golden rule for consumers, and after all, we householders are the untrained sorters of recyclable materials. Really, the golden rule is, if you're in any doubt, please leave it out and put it in your waste bin, because the most important thing is to have clean streams of material coming out of the recycling centre, because they have the highest value.
Sure.
Rebecca, National Tree Day is in July, and since its inception, 26 million trees have been planted. This is a huge number. Talk to us about what we can do this year.
Go to the website treeday.planetark.org and either look for a site near you, and we are beginning the registration process now for sites. But if you want to be part of National Tree Day and you'd like to plant a tree in your own backyard, you can register that as a National Tree Day site and have it counted in the national tally. There are all sorts of other ways apart from tree planting that you can be involved in National Tree Day, and we regard it as a hugely important education exercise for particularly for the young, for school children, and starting really with preschools. So they are heavily involved in National Tree Day, and they get a lot of good education along the way of the importance of trees in the carbon cycle, the way in which trees suck carbon out of the atmosphere and release it as oxygen for us to breathe, the importance of the habitat that trees and native plants provide. So there are a great many ways that people can get involved. But if you're part of a council, or you've got a bit of wasteland at the end of your street and you'd like to enlist your neighbours to get involved in some planting or weed removal, all of those can be activities that can be registered under the National Tree Day banner.
Oh, I love it. It's so wonderful. And I love hearing that nature has no concept of waste. Mm. What a beautiful way of looking at it, and a real challenge to all of us to think in that way. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Really good to talk to you all. Thank you.
You too. The website is planetark.org. Let's get to one very quick call. Hi there, Jenny from the Central Coast.
Hello, Jenny. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm ringing in regards for my sister-in-law who has really bad sinusitis problems.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to the specialist and is due to go back again next week.
Yes.
They are only offering her, can only offer her some prednisone and some antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
and she does like a nose wash herself.
Good.
Wash out.
Good.
But I was trying to encourage her to go and see a naturopath and get some more advice.
Look, I think that's a good idea, Jenny, because what the naturopath will do is try and explore the underlying reason why this is happening. Sinuses are very interesting things. You imagine a drain which is open one end but not at the other, and that's essentially what your sinus canal is. The irrigation she's using, if you could check with her, please, it should be isotonic saline, not one she makes herself, ready-made. So it's pretty well clean, isotonic without a preservative, which you should gently use a couple of times a day. There are steroid, very gentle and mild steroid sprays as well, which acts as an anti-inflammatory. Again, explain to her, she should spray it, if you can imagine a clock face on her face, spray it at 2 o'clock and at 10 o'clock, because that's the sides, outsides of the nose where all of this mucus is being produced and then forcing itself back up into her sinus canals. But as far as a naturopath's concerned, good idea.
Yes, go for it. Thank you so much, Jenny, for that call. Keep your calls coming, 131-873. We'll get to more of those next. Plus, relieving stress with rejuvenating ginseng.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, ginseng has been traditionally used in Chinese medicine for centuries to relieve a range of symptoms that include stress. And joining us on the line is Lisette Alpune, a naturopath, to explain the qualities of this ancient herb and its role in holistic medicine. Hi there, Lisette.
Hi there.
You know, I've heard ginseng spoken about quite a bit, so I would love to hear from you. What's so interesting about ginseng? What are its features?
Yes, absolutely. There are several species of ginseng which have been used in traditional Chinese medicine, and it's been used historically in the form of a rejuvenating and restorative tonic, which helps to enhance vitality and promote general health. It's used for its nervine and adaptogenic properties as well, which increases both body and mind relaxation.
Now, Lisette, there's different types of ginsengs, right? Can you run us through them?
There sure are. Korean ginseng is the first one I'll talk about. It's used as a nervine to help support the nervous system and adrenal gland function. It's used to help the body adapt during times of stress, helping to support mental and physical stamina, and helps maintain energy levels and release fatigue. The next one is Siberian ginseng, and Siberian ginseng has been used as a restorative tonic to rejuvenate vitality, energy levels, physical endurance and stamina. It supports nervous system function and as an adaptogen herb to promote body stress adaptation and relieve symptoms of stress. And the last one is American ginseng. It also is used as a rejuvenation and restorative tonic to enhance general health. Plus, it maintains healthy reproductive and immune system function. It also is used as an aphrodisiac, which enhances and improves a healthy libido.
Lisette, you've been through a whole lot of things which the ginseng bring to the table, but could we simply explain what it does? You mentioned the word adaptogen. So in simple terms, what does that mean?
Yes, of course. An adaptogen or an adaptogenic herb, what it does is it actually helps the body's stress response. So it helps with the body's adaptation to a stress response.
Okay.
So it helps ease that response.
So when you're stressed, what happens and how does ginseng interfere with that?
Absolutely. So when you experience stress, different mm-hmm. levels of stress, it mm-hmm. activates the most commonly known form of a fight or flight response.
Yeah.
And ginseng actually works, and the fight or flight response is actually governed by the adrenal glands in the body.
Okay.
And so ginsengs, they actually work with the adrenal gland function and mm-hmm. it helps ease that response by the body.
Mm-hmm. So who should be looking at taking ginseng?
So, well, basically it's people with an interest in modern uses of traditional medicine, those who are looking to enhance energy and stamina and improve healthy libido, relief from fatigue, which is a very common thing that we hear about these days, and those who are wanting to reduce symptoms of stress, also supporting emotional well-being and increasing vitality.
Does it interfere with any medications?
It actually doesn't, which is a very good thing. However, we always advise that any type of herbal medicine that's taken, that you do inform your general health practitioner.
Okay.
If you can't get ginseng in your diet, what are the alternatives?
So the alternative, it's really, really difficult to get ginseng in the diet. So the alternative is to get it as a dietary supplement, and it can be taken as a capsule or tablet form.
And I love this, that the combination, it's relieving fatigue, stress, irritability, nervous tension, all of these things sound good to me, Lisette.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, of course, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And it's a great option if you are feeling those things. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
Let's get to one quick call. Hi there, Reno in Lara.
Hi, Reno. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for such an excellent service to the community. My question is about diverticulitis, mm-hmm. which actually hospitalized me for about 5 days recently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a colonoscopy soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, so much conflicting advice about what to do, what to eat, what not to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say something whether there is any supplement which helps with the control and of this very nasty condition.
We're talking here, Reno, about inflammation of the diverticulum, which are the little tributaries, almost like a river, where you have little side ponds, and they get inflamed and often infected, and that's what causes the problem. So, some elementary things, and then we'll talk to Sal about anti-inflammatory foods. You should increase your fibre. So plenty of vegetables and fruit as well. Be careful with fruit because of the high fructose, but so vegetables better. You need to eat probiotic foods. Sal will tell us about those, or take a probiotic supplement. The herb of choice is called slippery elm because it coats the areas that are inflamed and reduces the risk of any other food you may have been exposed to from flaring up those areas. So slippery elm, absolutely terrific. And a focus on anti-inflammatory foods. Sal, now, I'm probably expecting that's not a pie.
It's definitely not a pie. Definitely with diverticulitis, excuse me, often the things that you want to avoid are things that can get stuck into those pockets. So things like corn, nuts, seeds, popcorn, they're things that can often aggravate. You definitely want to do good probiotic foods like a probiotic yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut. You want to include that kind of stuff in your diet every day. They kind of all help. The other thing with diverticulitis is often what triggers one person doesn't trigger another. So getting to know your body and knowing what sets you off, and I guess keeping a list for yourself is often also really helpful.
Mm-hmm. All the best with that, Reno. Keep your calls coming, 131 873. Next up, managing our allergies.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Has your sex life taken a nosedive? Put the zing back in with Caruso's ginseng. Caruso's ginseng 5500 contains three different kinds of ginseng: Korean, American, and Siberian. This powerhouse combination enhances energy and stamina, reduces the symptoms of stress, and supports a healthy libido and healthy sexual function. Add the zing with Caruso's Ginseng 5500, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Caruso's Ginseng at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Keep your calls coming with any questions for your health. But first up, almost 20% of Australians suffer from allergies. And this morning we examine just what relief is out there for those of us who live with this sometimes intolerable condition. We do say allergies, hay fever, but it's actually something that can be quite debilitating. And joining us on the line is Dr. Rahul Joshi, a medical manager, to answer some of our questions. Hi there, Rahul.
Hello, good morning.
It's interesting to learn that 20% of us suffer from allergies, but how many of those actually seek help for their condition?
Right, and mind you, 19 to 20% is only the official reported number, but we also know that 35% of them, that's a good third of these people, are not treating their allergies. They are choosing to suffer in silence where they could have been living much better lives, because not treating the allergies or hay fever allergies can actually create tiredness, fatigue throughout the day.
Yeah, of course, that has such a big kind of ongoing effect. Do you think that some people don't treat their hay fever because it's kind of written off. It's not kind of really serious. You know, I say that in inverted commas. That, you know, is that why?
And you're bang on point, because it is often very much trivialized. But as a matter of fact, how debilitating it can be for sufferers is often really underestimated, and there's help out there to actually manage these symptoms.
Rahul, why, say, 25 years ago, allergies weren't even on the horizon to the same degree? Why now is there such an issue with this inflammatory response from inhaled allergens particularly, or even ingested allergens?
Right. So it's got to actually do with the time spent indoors, more indoors than the outdoor allergies. Mm-hmm. So when we see pollen grains, or the pollens as the most common cause of hay fever allergies that are triggered by pets and so on and so forth, but 70% of them actually say in our independent research that pet and animal dander can either cause or aggravate their allergy.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just about seasons.
Well, yes, absolutely. We do know that the majority of them are sensitive to the change of seasons and the gradual changes in the weather that can follow That may lead to flaring up of one's allergies, and these could be isolated weather events like, you know, wind, heavy rainfall and stuff like that. But there's also the other allergies as well as that are not really weather sensitive or weather dependent. Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way that people can fight this?
Well, the proven way to manage or treat hay fever allergies is, where first and foremost, is to avoid the triggers. So if somebody, a patient or a sufferer, is aware about those triggers, they have to clearly avoid those triggers. But if that doesn't help, there are medicines or group of drugs called as antihistamines that help in controlling the symptoms of allergies.
It'd be tough if you've got Schnookums the cat and you're allergic to cat dander, isn't it?
Well, I guess you shouldn't have Schnookums
no,
the cat.
No, you're trying to avoid the allergen.
Yes.
Do you think over time, Rahul, this will continue to become such a problem as it is now? So in 20 years' time, is it going to be twice the problem we have now?
Well, as it says about share market, historical data is not promising what's going to happen the next. But with the increasing disease burden and the trend of allergies, the numbers are not really good. It is only increasing with a lot of people spending more time indoors, and the pets are always around them. And then again, as we've seen from the statistic, that 70% identify that they have an aggravation of allergies because of the pets and the pet dander. So I think it is obviously having an uptrend on that.
Mm-hmm. And the key is to find something, a supplement that doesn't cause drowsiness, which is out there.
Yes. And then, you know, as I mentioned previously, there's this group of antihistamines, but some do actually cause drowsiness. They are typically belonging to the first generation of antihistamines, but worry not, you can actually look for a trusted brand that is non-drowsy, fast-acting, and then you can go on with your day uninterrupted. These can actually provide relief. They start to act immediately, and the observable benefits can be seen within an hour and can last up to a good 24 hours.
Wonderful. You don't need to suffer in silence. Thank you so much, Rahul.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Okay, let's get to Pam from Barwon Heads. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Pam.
Hi.
How can we help you, Pam?
I've got excessive sweating. Mm-hmm. I kind of wear baggy pants, baggy tops. Mm-hmm. I just sweat all the time.
Pam, there's a couple of reasons, underlying issues here. It's time to probably go along to your GP and have him check your thyroid, because it could be a thyroid malfunction, which is surprisingly common. But a hormone check is worthwhile. So that's probably the place to start. There is a herb called sage, which you can buy in capsule form and in tea form. So you can make sage tea, your normal cup of tea, as many times a day as you want. You can take the sage, but the underlying cause is probably worth trying to discover. So off to your GP.
All the best with that there, Pam. Next up, Gerald's going to help us support our strong, healthy bones.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are your furry friends triggering your year-round allergies? Don't worry, get Telfast 60 milligram from Chemist Warehouse. It works fast to help relieve pet allergy symptoms such as sneezing, runny or stuffy nose, and itchy, watery eyes. Plus, it doesn't cause drowsiness, so you can get on with Telfast and not let pet allergies hold you back. Telfast 60 milligram available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for Get Nourished, Gerald. We're talking about bone health today, and I have to say, vitamin K2 is not one I'm well versed in.
We usually look at vitamin K as one of the ingredients, generally speaking, in green leafy vegetables, Joe, but vitamin K2 has some specific roles, and we can only get that from things like Japanese natto, some cheese, but you've got to have a couple of kilos of cheese a day, which you and I could probably get through, but
I can put that away pretty easily, I've got to say.
Most people can't. So K2 is synthesized by bacteria in our gut, but it's got a an incredibly important role. Bones are living things. So we lose some bone, but it's replaced as well. So we're making bone all the time. And vitamin K2 is essential for that process. So, but it really is impossible to get in our diet, and that's just a fact. So there is an extract which has got a funny name. It's called MK7, and that's the clinically proven type of vitamin K2, and it has a role. It's a signpost. So we have calcium in our food. We have calcium often in a supplement. Vitamin K2 is the signpost that says go into bone, stay away from blood vessels. Oh. That's its specific role, and we hear every now and again about calcium in coronary arteries. It's a test now that you can have done. And vitamin K2 plays a role in keeping that coronary artery calcium score down. Look, it's if you've had a test done and it's elevated, good idea to go for vitamin K2 because it's a sensible 180 microgram dose per day. And that's it, Sal.
Really important, isn't it, to GQ as we get older that mm-hmm. we look after our bone health? Because so often if we don't, and as also as part of, I guess, supplementing, is you want to make sure you're doing weight-bearing exercise yes. to look after your bone health yes. and your muscle mass. Because often that's when these kind of falls can happen. Mm-hmm. You can end up breaking your hip, and that just can lead to a whole lot of problems.
It's the unexpected fall, which can come. Mm. Actually, we talked about Schnookums, the cat, before, but a lot of people fall over their dogs mm. on these extendable leads, and that ends up with an unexpected fall. Strong bones, very important. K2, very important part of that.
I've learned something and I love it. Thank you so much, Gerald and
Sal. The cheese.
I mean, sure. That I was already across. Get Nourished is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go K2 180 micrograms, a convenient one-a-day formulation to help support strong, healthy bones. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Vitamin and mineral supplements should not replace a balanced diet. We say thanks to all of our callers for joining us today. As always, head along to houseofwellness.com.au if you have any questions to the Ask tab. I know, Gerald, we had Christina from Sydney. She has bad arthritis. Mm. Wants advice for her arthritis.
Look, there's a number of things. Christina, turmeric is the place to start. You can add some fish oil as well, some glucosamine. Drop me a note. Go to that House of Wellness website, Ask tab. I'll give you a list of the options and I'll prioritise them for you.
Yes, houseofwellness.com.au is the website. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Looking to support a healthy stress response in the body? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex Capsules. This convenient one-a-day capsule is a comprehensive activated vitamin B complex formula to support energy production, including B5 to assist the body to cope with environmental stress, and B6 to support healthy emotional balance. Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex Capsules are available now at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you, Sal and Gerald. There are lots of ways you can get more House of Wellness today. Of course, the TV is back, Channel 7 at midday. And I have to say, I interviewed this incredible woman who is the CEO of an organisation where they are trialling like a composter in these high-rise residents, and they take their food scraps, goes into the machine, and comes out with beautiful, dry, compostable products
chips, like a fertiliser.
Yeah, and goes straight back on their garden. Oh, amazing. Wow. I know. I said, I want that in my house because I really don't like the smell of compost.
No. Well, no one does. But the process was quite remarkable.
Mm. This all just goes into the machine and comes out this
fabulous.
Beautiful product.
And how fantastic, because also high-rise, there's so much of it. And coming back to what Rebecca was saying today, what a great way to just kind of make sure there's no wastage.
Yeah. Sure. Circular. Loved it.
Yeah.
Also, we're talking mushrooms, Sal. Now, autumn is a time where mushrooms are just sort of popping up all over the place. Can you tell us why are mushrooms so amazing?
They're so good for you, mushrooms. And I think one of the good things is that They're so versatile in your diet. So often people will think of a mushroom, they'll be like, oh, it's not really my thing. Think of them as an add-on, right? So think of them as something that you would add to a stir fry, or GQ, I know you love a pie, so like a beef and mushroom pie, or you don't like
that. Where did you get that idea from?
Really try to include them. And I think this is a thing with a varied diet. We often think of just a handful of the same vegetables over and over, but the more you can get that variety, the more you're getting different vitamins and minerals and nutrients in your diet. The variety is the key there.
Well, I was struggling around the dark this morning, just about to leave, and noticed on the bench a bag of mushrooms. I think we could be having mushrooms at some stage across the day today, probably for dinner tonight.
Yes, they're lovely in butter. Bit of garlic.
Yes.
Matter. What is it that mushrooms bring? Why are they so good for us?
They're so good for you because they're actually full of nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Rich in vitamin D.
There you go. Yep.
Rich in vitamin D.
Yes. Oh, I love
it. And they taste nice as well.
And it's so lovely to see all the different varieties when you go to those. You know,
good segment on the TV show from an exotic mushroom farmer.
Yum. That's right. So, of course, check out House of Wellness on Channel 7 today at midday. And we're back on Fridays at 2 o'clock as well. Sal, great to see you as always. Gerald,
too,
lovely to see you.
Enjoy
as
your day.
Always, we say head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information and to ask any questions of Gerald. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we'll see you all again next week.